Hey, Drivecast. This is Nick Zarley, the college pastor at Life Point Mount Vernon. I want to remind you of a few things, some points that we made this past Sunday. In Exodus 18, we see Moses sharing with his father-in-law, Jethro, kind of sharing all that the Lord had done, how he had delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh and the Egyptians, that they faced some serious hardships, but in all, the Lord delivered them. And it's just a reminder to us that we carry the message of reconciliation, that we are the redeemed, that we have been saved, and it was the Lord that did all of that. And so I want to encourage you today and this week, and really for the rest of your life, to find ways to share your story. Your life in Christ is astounding. It's a miracle that God has delivered you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the Son, to the kingdom of light. And that's worth sharing to everyone, to talk about what the Lord has done. We saw earlier in Exodus that the point of the plagues was that they would know the Lord. And we hear Jethro say in Exodus 18 that he knows that God is greater than all other gods. And so in that, as we share our stories of all that God has done in and through our lives, people will come to know Christ as Lord. And so that's a message that we are to share. We carry the message of reconciliation, the message of redemption. We also see in Exodus 18 that Moses is the mediator of the redeemed, that he speaks on behalf of them. And the system that they had in place just wasn't working. They were all coming to him, and there's just way too many people, way too many things to take care of. And so Jethro points out that, hey, this isn't a good way of doing it, that you should find someone else to step in and to help. And so they create a system for doing that. But when we look at the scriptures, especially looking at the Old Testament, we want to be reminded of how it points us to Jesus. In Luke 24, Jesus talks with his disciples and he says, going through the Old Testament, this is how it points to him. And this is how different pieces lead to us understanding the who Jesus is and all that Jesus has done. We read in Hebrews 3 that Jesus is a greater Moses. And so we always want to have that lens when we're reading through the Old Testament. We want to see how it points us to Jesus. And so in this moment, we're reminded that Moses was the mediator of the redeemed, the Israelites who were brought out of Egypt by the Lord's deliverance. But we also want to be reminded that Jesus is our mediator, that he speaks on behalf of us right now. In John 19, Jesus says that the work of the cross, the work of his peace, what he came to the earth to do, that he said that it is finished, that he did what he came to accomplish. He lived a perfect life. He died in our place, and he now sits at the right hand of the Father. The work is finished, and right now he is speaking on your behalf. And so when things come up and you're reminded of failures and sin and those things that you still struggle with, be reminded that Jesus died for you, that his death paid for those sins, and he lives, and you have been united with him in his life. He's speaking for you even now, that his blood has covered all of your sins, and I pray that you would find rest in that. So this week, be sure to share your message of redemption, share your story as messengers and ministers of reconciliation, and be reminded that the work of the cross is finished, that Jesus has paid the price, and it's in him that you can find your rest.